farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture records high growth over the last 2 quarters. Stay with us to hear more on today's program at Leto, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
Calling all government pensioners in Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, October 28, the AGD will be at the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines, at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF. And stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum. Friday, October 28th, Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines at 10 a.m.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson, says agricultural production recorded tremendous growth over the last 2 quarters. Mr. Hutchinson is attributing the increase in production to a major shift in the mode of operation between the government and farmers.
The last quarter up to June, we had an increase over last year of 13.5% in production. I understand that the figures coming out for the end of September is about 13.9% increase over last year for that quarter.
In the meantime, Mr. Hutchinson says the government is enabling more farmers to operate through groups such as the Production and Marketing Organizations, PMOs, and Benevolent Societies, and this has resulted in more benefits and government support reaching the farmers directly.
We have put on the front burner the production and marketing organizations. These are what we are working through now. And we have found that putting the money through the PMOs, that production is increasing.
He says the new policy has also resulted in more accountability for the support being given to farmers, as the PMO ensures that only farmers benefit.
Once you have organizations, and you are able to send the funds directly to the organizations, those genuine farmers will use the inputs to increase their production. So we are looking to see how we can structure agriculture. And we have to structure agriculture starting from the base. And the base is you, the farmers. And we are starting where we say to you, get involved in organizations.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson. Now for a management tip for the frosty pod rot cocoa disease. Farmers are being encouraged to use the WhatsApp number 435-5828 to send pictures where it is suspected that the disease has infected a crop or farm. For more information, call the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch at 924-8906. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Mina come afi here has dead and call fat. Translation, I didn't come here to hear that a horse is dead and a cow is fat. And this means just say it as it is. This is saying that you should get to the point and stop beating around the bush.
Every person, adult or child, taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.